Good day to you. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I am your host, Catherine Davis. I'm here in New York City, in Brooklyn actually, speaking to you, welcoming you to this day. It's a beautiful day, as far as I can see. It's a lovely day to wake up, be up, move about in the world, and make a connection. Make a connection to the world around you. Make a connection inside of yourself. And the subject of today's program is exactly that, making connection. It's time for us to begin to realize how deeply interwoven reality has become for us. Of course, it's always been true, but we are awakening to the interdependence, interweaving, inter-understanding, and the expansion of who we truly are, and coming not only to realize, but to be able to express in a way that's new and glorious, wonderful for all involved. And when I say all, I mean all that is, because that is who you are, who I am, who we all are together, an expression of the all of existence. Humanity is a being, a single being, and each human, each person is a member, is a aspect, is a point of consciousness within the one being that is humanity. As we come to realize this and express it, it allows us to have a greater understanding of what's happening in our world and why there's so much chaos that appears to be arising in the world. It's because there are many who have been very powerful in their expression, and in that expression, it has expanded into the consciousness of all. And this expression that has been upon the world for the last 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 years has been one of constriction, containment, control of human destiny. But you, in this time period, have received from the all of creation, an invitation, an opportunity to take back that control of your own being, the control of your own life. And you can do this by taking personal responsibility for yourself. And I'm not speaking necessarily of that social responsibility. Yes, that's important, to take responsibility for your engagement in the world and your engagement with other humans and with the animals and with nature. That's an important part of taking control and taking sovereignty over your own being. But before we even begin to take sovereignty within the world, it's important to take sovereignty within ourselves, to understand that we have the absolute power to determine what our thoughts, what our feelings, what our emanations will be. And it's this that gives you control over your being. When you allow others, when you allow the power brokers, when you allow the media to have control over what is happening inside of your body, inside of your thoughts and feelings, it is to give your power away. So this is where we start. We start by taking responsibility and understanding that every feeling, every thought, every energy that emanates from our body, from our being, is a choice that we have control over. We can decide how we engage inside of our being. We can control what our feelings are, what our responses are, how we think of things, how we turn things over in our mind, the conclusions that we come to, whether or not we choose to be sad or angry or resentful or we could rather choose to be uplifted and in a state of inner well-being and peace. And this is a responsibility we must all take in order to liberate ourselves and to help liberate each other in a world that is becoming increasingly chaotic and increasingly driven into upheaval, primarily by those who have this intent, the intent to bring chaos into the world. And as humanity is drawn into this chaos, we emanate that energy into the natural world, and the natural world responds and reflects back to us our own inner chaos. So now is the time of choice. It's the time for each to decide for themselves what it is that they will be. What will their energy signature be? What will your energy signature be? It is your choice, your decision, and your action that will manifest into the world that which you choose. If your life is not what you want it to be, then it's time to look within yourself and reveal to yourself what it is that you harbor deep within yourself, because what you see is that reflection of what's being harbored inside the soul, inside the heart, inside the mind of humanity as a collective consciousness. And as long as the collective continues to be controlled and manipulated and driven and led into the depths of despair and conflict, that is what we all experience. The answer to this problem is for each and every one to take hold of themselves, to reach deep within and transform that which they want to change in the world. We must transform within ourselves in order to change what is in the world. That, my dear souls, my fellow humanity, is the wake-up call. We are at a time of change, transition, transformation, upheaval, and resolution. And this will occur despite your choice. Your failing to make a choice is also a choice. So now we must make a decision to cleanse the inner turmoil, to let go of all fear, to radiate within to the world that which will foster peace, to think about the harm that is caused by the energies that we give birth to take responsibility for our being and the actions we take into the world, whether we are bringing harm to our family, our brothers, our sisters, our fellow human beings, to our relatives of the animal kingdom, of the plant kingdom. Are we bringing harmony? Are we taking responsibility for what all of humanity is doing within the world? This is what must be taken into account if we are going to make it through this transition and arise into the fullness of our being and bring into our awareness the truth of who we are, who you are, who I am, as the I am individual expression of the allness of being.
clear jewel at the center changes everything.
You are a powerful being. Everything that you see is a manifestation of your own creation. The key here, however, is to consciously create. That is the time in which we are living, a time in which we can consciously create our lives, consciously create our world. But we must take responsibility. We must understand that we can be the birthing point of all that exists in our world. Humanity on an individual basis, one by one, and in that individual empowerment, will collectively transform this world, will collectively change the world, save the world, allow it to become that which it was intended to be, a truly beautiful, graceful place to exist with joy and with love and with creativity, with sharing. We can do this. And I am encouraging each of you to take a deep breath and understand the fullness of who you are and take responsibility for that. Walk within the world as a powerful being. Let go of any fear. Let go of anyone else taking power over your life. There is a journey. There is some cleaning up to do. There is some realignment of our inner selves, our inner power. Our inner knowing must be aligned with the truth of who we are. And when we can do that, we can transform and we can become that which we were birthed into our lives to be. That is our purpose. Our purpose is to rise into the fullness, the full expression of our expanded selves, of our quantum selves, of the full reality of who we are. And that means to take responsibility for who we are in the world and to open up the communication and the knowing that exists within our being, in the fullness of our being. We're not just bodies walking around on the earth. We're not just the limited aspect of our internal mind, our internal thoughts, our internal feelings. We also have a higher awareness, a more expanded consciousness. We can begin to view ourselves and our world from the perspective of an expanded knowing that is available to each and every one of ourselves. So let's take this journey. Let's say yes to the truth of who we are. And primarily is the understanding that we are love. We are the energy of love. Now, love is not the romantic love that we partake of in our relationships or that we witness in the movies and read about in books. Love is an energy. It is a substance, the core of all creative power. And it's important, it's imperative that you come to recognize and accept your being as a being of love, as a being that is benevolent, as a being that is caring, and compassionate. This is the true nature of human beings, because human beings are only an expression of a much more expansive state of being. We have created a world that is embroiled in nightmare, in horror, in chaos, because we have fallen into a state of being separate and a state of being alone. But we're not alone. No one human being is alone. You can appear to be alone. You can be sitting in a room with no other human being around you, but you are surrounded by the loving presence of your expanded self, of the many expressions of your expanded self over millennia of time. You have infinite wisdom within and around you, and it's time to open up into that wisdom with the realization that you are a powerful being. So let's start with an affirmation. Upon waking every day, affirm this with the affirmation, I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. And as you repeat this affirmation to yourself, as many times as it takes for this energy to rise within you, then do so. Every day, make sure that you are reminded of who you are, of what you are. I am love. You are love. That is the nature of reality. That is the nature of existence. And when we lose that understanding is when we fall into depression, into despair, into anger, into resentment, into hatred, into selfishness, feeling that we must hoard things, possessions, resources, money, because we are trying to fill inside that emptiness, the emptiness caused by the rejection of the truth of your power, and the truth that you are the manifestation of love. It's time to change that. Take responsibility, hold and hug your being, and allow with your words for this realization, for this understanding to rise within you. As you open to the truth, your expanded being will fill in with the energy and the feeling and the knowing, the understanding of this truth. I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. This is an assignment. It is necessary. It is the first step in transforming your life, the first step in transforming the world in which we live. When we acknowledge and when we accept the power that is within and that is truly the makeup of our being, we can begin to direct that power into our process of realization and transformation. But it's very important that we continue to remind ourselves who we are and how we choose to live, how we choose to express, and how we choose to be in the world, because it is the being that is where the power lies. More than in the doing, it is the being and the knowing and the allowing of ourselves to express freely and truly from the source of our power, the center of our being. And so I share with you yet another affirmation, one that we can use when we find ourselves in a state of confusion, in a state of despair, in a state of losing the way. We must re-steer our focus onto the path of reality, of creation, of inner power and outer manifestation. So here is what you may say in order to redirect your inner energies in the direction of truth. I am whole, happy, healthy, and complete in every way. I am divinely guided in all that I do. I am divinely protected and can be not harmed by any force outside of my being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself, and I transform all aspects into radiant facets of the totality of my being. I am whole, happy, healthy, and complete in every way. I am divinely guided in all that I do. I am divinely protected and can be not harmed by any force outside of my being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself, and I transform all aspects into radiant facets of the totality of my being. And in this, we begin to take responsibility for who we are and how we feel and what we give birth to into the world. We allow for our thinking, our feelings, our actions to be guided by the divine truth that lives within us. We begin to understand that nothing outside will harm you unless it is a reflection of what is within you. So as we recognize this, we reflect that which we want to experience. And we must love ourselves. The good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly, all of it is who and what we are as it has been expressed thus far in our lives. And those aspects, as I speak of aspects, are those things that perhaps are part of the shadow self, the darker self, the ugly thoughts, the things we don't want people to know or to hear. We can love these parts of ourselves as well. And as we love these parts of ourselves, they begin to open and realize that they are not dark and ugly. They are parts of your being that have been wounded at a time perhaps when you were far too vulnerable to protect yourself, and when you perhaps were not in the understanding of who you truly are. So when someone said something nasty or untoward toward you, as children, we absorb this and believe it and begin to think of ourselves as bad and evil and wrong and stupid. Well, no, that's not the truth. So as we begin to love these dark feelings within, the light begins to break into that darkness and expand and dispel the darkness that we feel about ourselves. It's very important to understand that we have the power to transform any feeling that is going on within us. We must cease, desist, stop entertaining these negative thoughts and feelings about our own being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself. And I transform all aspects, all darkness, into radiant facets of the totality of my being. And in this way, we begin to bring ourselves into the alignment of the truth of who we are. And when we shed these old energies that we have internalized, we become the truth of this statement. I am whole, happy, healthy, and complete in every way. I am divinely guided in all that I do. I am divinely protected and can be not harmed by any force outside of my being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself, and I transform all aspects into radiant facets of the totality of my being. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis. If you would like to receive the affirmations presented in this program, please send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and I will send you a copy of each affirmation. It's beautiful, with a lovely photograph you can put on your wall to remind you as the days go by. Stay tuned. We'll be taking a break, and then we'll be back with more information and inspiration on Heart of Mind Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and we continue with today's program on affirming our life and learning to manifest and create the world that works for everyone. We are very blessed. We exist at a very unique time, at a very unique space-time juncture in which we have access to the fullness of our being, to the fullness of our power, to the fullness of our expression. And when I say our, I mean the ourness, the hour of you, the hour of I, because you are not a single consciousness, a single point of awareness. You are a massive, collective, unified awareness. And we can now reach into that unified awareness with a full understanding of who we are and bring forth that understanding into the creation of our life. So I offer you this. Again, this is an affirmation that begins to bring forth this awareness into the truth of your experience. Very powerful. I am multidimensional awareness, light, and sound. I am a divine expression of the One Mother Father Prime Creator. I am a child of the Divine Mother and the Divine Terra Gaia. I honor my ancestors, my mother and my father. I am a child of the Oversoul and the manifestation of my soul. I am a child of God and the God of my own creation. I am a cosmic being in human form, creating the manifestation of heaven on earth. I am that I am. In this affirmation, we recognize, cognize, understand the fullness of who we are. Yes, we are multidimensional. The life we see is only a fragment of the totality of who we are. We're not just our bodies. We are our awareness. We're not just physical. We are light and sound. We are energy and vibration. We are feelings and emotions. We are thoughts. We are awareness. There's so much that folds into the fullness of who we are. And our source is the divine expression. However one might think of that, yin and yang, mother, father, God, the great Buddha, it doesn't matter. It's not about religion. It's not about belief systems. It's understanding that we have come from the source of all that exists. The first one awareness that we can think of as Mother, Father, Prime Creator. It is the totality of all, the masculine, the feminine, the parent, the child, the first, the second, the third of all creation, the prime beginning. We are that. We are children of the Divine Mother. The mother energy is the birthing energy of humanity. We are the children of this beloved planet, Terra Gaia. It is a living being that provides all that we need to live and grow and flourish. We have to learn to take care of this beautiful home. And we honor our ancestors. They are with us. We share the DNA, the intelligence, the history, the knowing that is held by our ancestors, and we can tap into that. We honor our mother and our father. They also are of the source. They have given of their lives that we may be birthed into this world. We must honor that and understand they are our human parents, but they're our soul family, our brethren, our sisters, brothers on a soul level. We honor them for bringing us into the world. But we have another ancestry, and that is the ancestry of our soul, the Oversoul, that aspect of God that created the truth, the inbred facet of our being. We come from a soul. We are a soul, and we are birthed from our Oversoul. And all of this becoming, creating our lives, our being, is that understanding that we are children of the Creator, child of God. And we are also, because of that, the God of our own creation. That which we create belongs to us. We are responsible for what we create. And we are impacted by what we create. And finally, the reminder that we are cosmic beings in human form, and we have the power to create, manifest a heaven on earth, a true expression of our purpose on this earth. We were not meant to be here, to be in debt, to be enslaved, to work ourselves into oblivion. We are here to create a heaven on earth. And finally, the affirmation, I am that I am. I am multidimensional awareness, light and sound. I am a divine expression of the One, Mother, Father, Prime Creator. I am a child of the Divine Mother and the Divine Terra Gaia. I honor my ancestors, my father and my mother. I am a child of the Oversoul and a manifestation of my soul. I am a child of God and the God of my own creation. I am a cosmic being in human form, creating the manifestation of heaven on earth. I am that I am. It is important to understand that we can go beyond the affirmation in making this deeper connection into the truth of who we are. And we do this by bringing our awareness into our bodies and connecting with the primary energy fields within us. And they are spoken of in many traditions. And primarily, I want you to focus on three inner fields of your body. In the lower abdomen, centered at the heart, soul, and in the mind. So we begin by expanding awareness into our lower abdomen, and you could think of it as being a small sun, a radiance within the body. And I want you to focus into this area of your inner abdomen, slightly lower than the navel, in the center of your being, and there being this radiance of sunlight. And the light is radiant. At the center is a diamond, the diamond of your own energy, the connection of your being, your life force. And feel that energy expand into a great radiance inside of your body. And bring your awareness to the field of your heart and solar plexus. And you have there also an inner sun, a radiance of the trueness of who you are, the connection to your source, to your soul, to the expansiveness of your being. And feel that radiance, feel the inner sun glowing bright into this diamond white light, like a radiance you could only imagine, you've perhaps never quite seen, but this beautiful radiance from the center, from your core, and at that central point is the diamond of your truth. Feel that radiance expanding, opening, expressing the heart, engaging the soul through the solar plexus. And we bring our awareness behind the central point of the mind, not where we have our critical thinking, but where we are open to the true expression of our expanded mind, and allow that radiance, that sun, to expand and grow to massive proportions, and allow that brilliance, that radiant diamond light to shine forth. and be aware at the core, at that diamond, of the central awareness of your being to come alive. And as you have expanded these centers in the lower abdomen, the central point of the heart and the mind, allow a pillar of light to grow between them so that there is a radiance of light shining from the top of your head to the bottom of your body, the bottom of your torso. You're filled with light. With your awareness gathered from the center of your heart, extend that light down through the lower abdomen and down deep within to the earth, and travel deep into the center of the earth, connecting with the diamond at the center of our beautiful planet, our home, and integrate, connect with that power, with that understanding, with the radiance and the love of Mother Terra Gaia, and allow that loving support to rise back into your body, supporting, sustaining your life force systems, flowing into your heart, expanding, and understanding and compassion and knowing of the world in which we live. And with your awareness, bring that heart energy, the energy of Gaia, into the mind, the expansiveness of your mind, so far beyond the little troublesome thoughts, into the fullness of your awareness. And allow that diamond at the center of your mind to shine forth into the truth, into the knowing of all that you are and all that is. And extend that energy, taking the awareness of your heart, joining the mind awareness, and extend up through your crown, flowing all the way through to the center of our sun, and through the sun to the center of the galaxy, meeting with the divinity of our own galaxy. And expand into that awareness of all that is, allowing this pillar of light to extend from your being to the center of Gaia, to the center of the cosmos, and open yourself into that communication, that awareness, that expression of divine guidance that will assist you in coming to the fullness, the fullest expression of your being. And as you bring this energy in, allow your awareness to be open to the communication, to the words, to the images, to the reflections, to the counsel. And share your thoughts, your dreams, your intentions. Bring in the assistance of the divinity that is the full expression of your being. And as you bring in and begin to express from this expanded self, you will come to realize that there is joy in being. There is joy in being. And every experience can be experienced as one of joy and creativity. And that is what you deserve. That is what you are. You are joy. You are love. You are completeness. You have been listening to a special presentation of Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, your host. During today's segment, we heard several affirmations. If you'd like a copy, it's free. Send an email request to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Within this segment, we've heard several pieces of music, including I Believe It's You by David Nickturn, The Center by The Spirit of Rumi, Awakening by David Darling, and Light of You by Emmer Kenny. I do hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the preceding segments of the Heart of Mind radio program. You can find additional affirmations, meditation, breath, and energy practices on my website, qigongonline.net. That's qigongonline.net. qigongonline.net. Or you can call for more information on live in-person practice sessions or private consultation and energy healing treatments. 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. If you have questions about today's program, or would like to receive more information about the various programs and events that will arise in the future, please send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I'm Catherine Davis. Stay tuned for more great programming.